Ready. Welcome back, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, to Faith in Action. And if you are just tuning in, welcome. And if you've been with us from the top of the hour, well, we have been talking about Mary's Choice. And I'm so grateful that you have stayed tuned, because this show probably could be a couple of hours on Mary's Choice. It is an amazing pregnancy resource center in Sioux City, Iowa. We are so blessed to have this organization here and all the wonderful things they do. A lot of times, you know, this is a public affairs program, so we try our best to promote events that organizations are doing, and Mary's Choice is having a banquet. It is Friday, October 22nd, at the Cathedral of the Epiphany. It goes from 5:30 to 8 p.m. There's a silent auction. There's a dinner. Sneaky's Chicken, God love them. They're going to do the dinner, and then Dan Ellis is one of the speakers. And tickets are $30, and you can go to their website for more information on this. It is maryschoice.org, and tickets are on sale right now. And I guess I would ask, if somebody is listening at this moment, Dawn, and thinks to themselves, gee, I'd really like to go, but oh my gosh, darn it, I think that, you know, my aunt, uncle, mom, dad, cousin, child is coming home, and I'm not sure if I can make it. Tickets at the door?
Yes. If we have, we'll know in advance whether we sold out or not.
Okay.
But we also are going to have an online option available. So
excellent.
If someone wants to sit at home and, because they're, you know, their kid's coming home from college or whatever
right.
else, or they want to invite a whole group and watch, they just have to buy one ticket and,
okay.
And watch online. And
so it would be at your website then, maryschoice.org?
Yeah, we'll have information on our website exactly
okay.
where we're going to broadcast, because we're still working on that part. We've never done online, and there were some issues. We're having somebody else help us with that, and I can't remember what his name is.
Oh, but it happens, doesn't it?
But he was doing the, he was recording the deacon's ordination.
Okay.
Tom, I think.
Just something. Spit it out when you think of it, you know, because I'm understanding like
I'll
that.
I'll remember it in the middle of the night. I have it written down. I'm horrible for remembering names. But he's going to be helping us, and he said there were some issues at the cathedral streaming, but we're trying to get those worked out long before we go to record, and we're going to try to have it live, but if we can't have it live, we're going to do something different, but that way... If someone is living in Algona and doesn't want to drive all the way to Sioux City, but wants to be part of our banquet, they can watch it from there.
Excellent.
The comfort of their couch.
Yeah, and of course, I always remind listeners we have in South Dakota and Nebraska, yeah. and Vermilion, you know, is a drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yankton is a drive, and we do reach out to that. And then going into northeast Nebraska again, sometimes that's a drive for folks.
Yeah,
but
yes.
What an option, because your agency serves the tri-state area.
We do. We have people that come from Winnebago. Where was it? We've had people come 2 hours away to come to Mary's Choice and get stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've had relatives come in to get things for their family that lives in Lincoln.
Oh, my.
Because there's apparently no place down there that does what we do. So they'll drive. There was like a mom that was getting stuff for her grandchild because they needed stuff, and the mom couldn't provide the clothing and didn't have the income and that kind of stuff and was struggling. So mm-hmm. grandma came in, grabbed stuff, and then she would drive it down to her daughter.
Yeah, because we forget, you know, we talked so much in the last segment about the ultrasound, but there are women who come in who perhaps have already had a child
yes.
and need something else, and
many,
they're at
yes.
their wits' end.
Yes.
They don't
yeah.
know what to do. And so the diaper program is a wonderful program that Mary's Choice offers.
Yes. Actually, we have two options for the diapers. They can come in once a month and get free diapers, one pack. We repackage them so they're a consistent size because we get donations of all varieties, and some come in packages of 30 and some come in 90. So we repackage them so they're a consistent size so everybody gets the same. But they can get one package a month per child that's in diapers. So if they have three kids in diapers, I feel sorry for them. But they give.
I remember those days.
That's a lot of diaper changing. But they get three packs of diapers. If they have one child in diapers, they get one pack of diapers once a month. But we also have our discount diaper program where we get Cuties diapers at wholesale costs. And then we do it on a reimbursement type basis. And they can, it's $6 a package regardless of what size it is. So we have size 1 through size 7 diapers, and they're Cuties brand, so they're about the quality of Huggies or Loves, those kind. And but they're the price of, what is it, the Parent's Choice, the horrible, cheap, really thin, generic diapers. So they can get much, much better quality for their cost.
Okay.
And each package, it depends on whether it's a size 1 or a size 7. Or a newborn to 7, how many are in the pack. But it's really simple. And then a case comes, 4 packs to a case. So it's either $6 for a package or $24 for a case. And then if someone's there going, oh, you know what, I think I need a 7 instead of a 6,
mm-hmm.
math is really easy.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't matter. We just switch them out because before it was each size had different amounts and different prices, and it's like, oh, this math is hard.
Well, and the other thing, you know, besides diapers is, as we know, babies go through a lot of baby clothing.
Yes.
Because they always seem to be pooping and peeing in the clothing, it seems. So,
Martha,
I know. Martha, you know, you mentioned while we were off the air, you know, that there's a lot of wonderful folks that donate baby clothes. And thank God, you know, women come in and they go, you know, the child has grown. I don't have any clothing anymore.
Oh, and lots of donations. And that's what a lot of the volunteers do, is go back and sort the clothes. And if we see that we're really have an overabundance of, say, summer clothes,
mm-hmm.
then we will call Richard Sievert at in Lamar's and for his Honduras project and see if he needs anything and fill up a vehicle and go down there to him, and he will, you know, take those. We also do the same. If we have an overabundance of items, we'll call the Gospel Mission and see if they would like, you know, if they're in need, if they'd like something. So Dawn has done a really excellent job of reaching out and creating those contacts in this area, too. I did want to mention when we were talking about the tri-state area, we not only provide services in that area, but we also have prayers that come from mm-hmm. on Wednesdays, come from Algona or Spencer or Emmitsburg. They'll come down and pray on Wednesdays outside, you know, outside of Planned Parenthood, and visit with people if they can. And you see a lot of rosaries, you know, out there in people's hands.
Oh, that is mm-hmm. wonderful, and especially now that you have the Eucharistic Adoration as well, you know, that's an extremely powerful source of prayer. And we should mention, though, of course, you are somewhat non-denominational. Yes. I mean, if listeners are thinking, well, you know, my neighbor really doesn't profess a faith or is kind of Protestant, but I think she might benefit from you. You don't have to be Catholic to walk in the door.
We don't care what you are. If you know, we help. We help families. We help homeless people. We help Methodists, atheists. We don't care.
If we never
someone
ask.
Comes, if someone comes to us and needs help, we help them. It's just what we do. We have this, and we have clothes. We don't have just baby clothes. I gotta tell you, we have baby clothes and school age clothes and adult clothes and maternity clothes and men's clothes. We've been getting a lot more boyfriends, husbands. That are looking for jobs that need different clothes because, you know, how men are. They'll have one pair of jeans and wear them until they fall off.
Or they stand up in the corner. That's the truth.
That's true. And so we've been giving a lot more shoes away, household items. We get a bunch of those. People really need, like, dishes and those kind of things, because we do get people referred from, like, Safe Place, the domestic abuse shelter, mm-hmm. that come in with nothing. We've had people walk in with pajamas, and that's everything that they have with them. And we have to get them set up. So we help them out, and those we get. grandmas that suddenly get custody of a bunch of their grandkids because, like, several years ago when I worked Thursday nights for years before I became director, and we had a grandma come in. Her son had left his four children with her and just disappeared, and she couldn't get a hold of him or anything. And suddenly, and what they were wearing was what they had, and this she was practically in tears because she didn't know what she was going to do. She was on limited income, and so we got her set up with clothes. We had just moved up into our back rooms. We started out in the basement, and we had up to toddler-sized clothes at that time because we had such limited space. Well, we expanded into all sizes of clothes, and she comes in. It's kind of cold out. This little girl, probably about 4 years old, went to zip her coat up, but zipper busted. You could just see tears welling up in Grandma's eyes because she didn't know how she was going to get this little girl a coat. And thankfully, where the radio station used to be, this is where we store our coats and off-season things because we don't get rid of anything that we can't use. We'll say that, like, winter stuff is getting put away right now, which we're going to have to drag out soon. It's going to get cold. But I went back there. We had a coat her size. There was just the biggest smile on Grandma's face. She was so relieved that we were there and she could get stuff. And we have so many people like that that come in and they don't know how they're going to take care of their baby. They don't know how they're going to take care of these kids that they just suddenly got.
Yeah, and we forget about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So again, listeners, it's time to take a short break. We're so glad that you're tuning in to 88.1 FM. It means the world to us. We are delighted that you made that choice. But please stay with us because we have a lot more information on Mary's Choice. We will be right back.